What's up, everyone? I'm DevDog Devin, and welcome to another episode of Designing Laughs. Today, we're going to jump right back on topic, talking about dev, branding, design, and all that good stuff. We're excited to continue this podcast and like continue just sharing with you all and hopefully building a strong relationship with you all. For those who are watching and listening, we thank you. And for those who are contemplating about watching the show, hey, there's no harm in just taking a moment and just decompressing and checking this out, you know? We don't bite. However, at this time, I'm going to go ahead and jump right in to our Q&A session for today. But before I do so, go ahead and hit that like button, that subscribe, and share. It's important that you guys share because that is a way for us to continue being able to grow. Like, this is a business and we can't grow if you don't share and if you don't involve yourself by, you know, staying engaged and giving us feedback so that we can be able to better help and serve the community. With this said, you know, I know last time I was asking you all about, you know, making a decision on which direction should we go as far as new segments. I introduced to you in all the Q&A session, and then we also introduced to you the roast session. And you know, it's a process. It's a you know, we're making some progress, and we're gonna continue to keep on pushing forward with today's design that I came up with for the Q&A session. So I'm gonna present it to you sometime today, but first I want to get back into just answering some questions, and then I'll present the Q&A session for you then. Sounds good? Cool. All right. So today's first question comes to us through email from Chris. And he asks, how do you approach a new project? Well, Chris, I'm glad you asked. When it comes to approaching a new project, I treat all projects the same as far as the design brief. It's very critical and very crucial to getting the proper results that you want from your designs for both you and the client. Can't stress that enough that if your design brief is not executed or thoroughly filled out or at least discussed, then there's going to be challenges later on that you're always going to have to go back to. And I do my best to be very thorough from the beginning, so there won't be no miscommunication later on, because it is a process. And a process starts from, like I said, the design process. So the design brief, which means breaking down everything from budget, which is very important. You need to get that out the way firsthand. I like to, but not everybody's the same. Everything from research, because that's important. Like, you need to know about the company ins and outs, the competitors, what they're doing, why they're doing it, and how they're going about it. And this is the best way to go about it. And then I have to break all that kind of things down. So that's the next step. And then from there, actually, you know, brainstorming, bringing the ideas and thoughts together, going back and forth with the client. And then from there, rough drafts, then the final draft, after basically maybe like one or two divisions, depending on the client. And presenting the final work. That's how the process goes. So, like I said, whether it's A big client, a little client, it doesn't matter. The process is always the same so that we can get the same results, death results. All right. Ooh. Okay. Next question comes to us from. From Taryn. Where did the photos from Death Journal come from? Been holding back on answering that question. I'm not gonna lie to you all. You know, it's a destination journal that I was taking it all in and just is enjoying the moment when I created it. So I don't want it to be based off of just the destination that people want to be able to follow the book. But however, though, I will go ahead and tell you, it was Antigua. So for anyone out there who's been wanting to, you know, spread their wings a little bit, or just looking for a new inspiration, new a new sense of life, like I strongly encourage you to go ahead and purchase the a Death Journal today. You know, this is the first volume. However, though, I don't want this to be the last, and it won't be the last because it was so refreshing to go through the process and bring it to life, and then now it's here for you, everyone, to be able to participate in. So, like, if you want to be able to go to Tiga and maybe you might not have the funds, well, you can still can do so through death. You know, that's one of the reasons why we so heavily promote the things that we do here, because you know we know that other people are like-minded like us. And we want to encourage them to be vocal about participating and sharing those things, because it's important. Like, that shows who you are, and that shows that you also are death, and that's what we're all about here. All right. Let's see if we got any more questions that might. Perfect. Right. So here's the next question I got here from Jasper. What are your biggest challenges and opportunities facing the company? Well, I would say promotion and getting the word out there that you know, we're here to not only inspire and to create, but we're here to build, create, and establish brands. Like, that's so important that you all know that. Like, we are not here just because, you know, we want money or it looks cool, we think we can do this. No, this is something that we have a calling for, and that we are passionate about, and that you know, as strongly as passionate that I am as far as a designer. Like, building that connection with the, you know, our target audience and viewers like yourself, we realize that, you know, we're still fairly new, I guess, for lack of better words, in a lot of people's eyes. And though we have been doing this for a long time, you know, we are show here to show you all that we ain't going nowhere. You know, we We're here to design, and we're here to design for the future. We're looking past what we've done from the past, and we're looking forward to like working with you and working with others and working with colleagues and pushing the boundaries. And those are the biggest challenges when it comes to death, as far as of right now, is being able to, reach new clients. Like right now, with us being fairly early in the rebranding process, we are come to find that people are watching. However, though, we need more support. We need more viewers. We need more sharing. We need a lot. And hey, we're here to provide more. So together, we'll get through this, and we're going to continue to grow. Hey. Let's see, what other questions? All right. I think we're gonna leave off on this question right here. This is gonna be the last one for the day. Comes from Ciara. How do you stay current with design trends and incorporate them into your work while maintaining a unique style? Well, like, design trends come and go. A lot of them have been here for actually a while. So some of them, like really never left. Like they just revamped it and come and go. However, like I don't focus on design trends because it's more about the message with me. Like a trend is literally, that like. I'm not here interested into the trends. I'm here interested in pushing messages and pushing stories and pushing imagery to new levels. And when you follow trends, you usually end up getting stuck in what you think works as opposed to what actually works. So you have to be very mindful of that. And when it comes to incorporating trends, because sometimes, we incorporate trends and that stuff even when we don't even try to, because it's just part of the design, as far as, the other people who are like-minded, who think of, and do other things similar. So there's no way for you to say that, nobody else is not going to do anything else like you, or to say that you've done something completely that nobody else has done, because eventually over time, you do realize that there are similarities, and you just do your best basically to put your own sauce on it, man. I do what I can to share my own insights or own thoughts on the things that I've designed. And for the most part, when they are received, I take the information in and I just try to use that as fuel for growth. Like, how can I become a better designer? How can I become a better creative director? How can I become a better art director? How can I better articulate, what it is that I am designing. All right, so at this time, we're gonna go ahead and transition over into that design element of the podcast, where I'm going to go ahead and show you what I came up with for the new segment. Let's check it out. All right, you all. So you notice, we're still keeping up with the branding of designing labs with our character. However, though, it is more of an object poster, more of a, really trying to capture what we are here to do. Like, we're here to listen, explore, and help. Like, so when the stories that the different clients and colleagues come on the podcast to tell when it comes to their brand, their mission, and things like that, the purpose of it is to be able to allow them to do so, and then also us to be able to show how we can be able to help, and hopefully together we can collaborate and create something awesome together. And if it doesn't work, well, at least we had fun designing laughs together. And that's what I was trying to convey with this poster. Go ahead and leave a comment down below if you all agree, if you think that it hits the mark, if you think it's it if it does the job, if you think that you like it, let us know. Put it in the comments. Do you like the poster for the new segment? And if you guys do, if I get enough likes, you know what? I'll go ahead and post it up on our social media. It's official. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and start closing off. I just want to take this time now to just say thank you all once again for watching, listening. Once again, you can watch our podcast at Devin's Def on YouTube. You can also listen on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Wherever you listen to your podcast, you can be able to now be able to listen to it. However, though, YouTube is our home for the foremost, because you visually get the chance to be able to get the whole aspect of the podcast, and you get a chance to actually interact in a way that is more in real time. So we strongly encourage you all to continue to watch the podcast on YouTube and to subscribe and share. This has been another episode of Designing Last. I'm Dev Dog Devin. Thank you all once again. This is our new poster for this the quest Q&A segment. Let me know what you guys think. Thank you all again. Until next time, peace. It's time, it's time, it's time.